Macarena, whatever you call it.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. We have a couple girls from Bristol's up here, Tiffany and Heather, and their DJ Spider is escorting them tonight.
Now, when a dude goes into a club, there's always a few guys that thinks he's actually going to get to hang out with the ladies afterwards and like take them to breakfast or whatever. Does that ever happen? Or are the ladies just like hanging out with them to get more tips and you know what I'm saying? Can you actually go? Is a strip club a good place to meet a young lady?
Well, it depends. I mean, I've never picked up a guy in there and just taken him home that night. I mean, if I knew someone that come in there every day for 6 months, I mean that's different, you know. But you just don't pick up just any old guy that hangs out in there. That's a good way to get raped or killed.
Well, do you think they're creepy if they come in there every day for 6 months, though?
Yeah, I was gonna say, who comes in every day?
It depends on why they're in there. I mean, are they in there because they're bored? Are they in there because they're looking for love in all the wrong places? Or are they in there because they're looking for a piece of, or what? You know, what's the reason?
In there because we have a kitchen. They're in there for lunch every day.
Yeah. Or are they in there because they don't have cable? I mean, what is it?
Yeah,
you know.
They have cable.
What is it?
Do they serve lunch at Bristol?
Yes, they do.
Really? Is there anything good?
Everything I've ate there is pretty good.
Are chicks running around naked while you're eating lunch?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So tell us about, and if I'm getting too personal, you can tell me to shut the hell up, but how about Mom and Dad? Do they know what line of work you're in, and how do they feel about it?
My dad and I, we don't discuss it. He knows, and he knows, what I do and where I go and this and that, but we don't talk about it a whole lot. We have different opinions, and we agree to disagree. But my mom knows, and she thinks it's great. And
really?
I was going to call her before I came up here, but I forgot about it. Tell her to turn her radio on.
Really? Should we get her on the phone?
Yeah, call her up.
Okay, pass the number on to Jim. We'll be right back. We're going to let you dig hot, hot, hot for a minute. You can call 749-1444 to get in on this.
I'm hot. You're hot.
We're all hot.
He's hot. She's hot.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking to Tiffany and Heather from Bristol's, and we're going to call Tiffany's mom. Her name is Barbara, and if she's home, we're going to...
She might be asleep.
We don't want to wake her up, Jim, so if she's asleep, you can just tell her to go right back to bed and enjoy Slumberland.
I don't know if she'll be able to pick it up.
It's all cold there anyway.
And no, let's not do that. Not tonight.
That's vicious.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. Did I say that? 749-144 if you want in on this, and you can call 961-8900 if the line is busy.
So how'd you get started at Bristol's? Do you have to apply for a job? Do you have to go there and
it's an
shake
audition.
Your groove thing for the managers over there?
It's an audition. You go in and they see if, you say, hey, I'd like to have an audition. And
do they check you out?
Yeah.
Is it like
showgirls?
Yeah, but
they have to. I mean, they can't just let a girl that weighs 500 pounds go up there, That's bad for business. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's bad for business.
So Spider says the market for really large women is small.
Yeah.
It's in this market.
Oh, around here. Some places they love that.
I mean, there might be. I've been into strip clubs where there are women that are a little large.
The Lane Bryant gals.
Yeah, the Lane Bryant gals. And some guys like that,
Yeah.
And some guys aren't really so worried about what you look like, and they more or less like your personality.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of the guys who run these kind of places, these adult entertainment places, have their shirts unbuttoned, a couple buttons too far, and they're wearing
just gold jewelry.
One or too many gold chains, and they got...
I know a guy that owns two clubs like that.
And what is up with these guys? I mean, I can see one to open a club where it's like, you're going to make a lot of money, and you're going to be surrounded by hot, naked chicks all the time. But why do they got to look like clowns? And they all have just like... way too much chest hair.
Man,
and it's bursting
if you
out
had,
all over. They got a pinky ring.
If you had 35 good looking chicks working for you, you would have an ego as big as this room.
But
you'd go out and strut your stuff and say, hey.
Well, I would say, hey.
I got all these chicks working for me. They're all naked.
Yeah, but
I'd say, hey, but I wouldn't button my shirt down to my navel with all my chest hair hanging out, and I wouldn't wear a big gold cross.
Three gold bracelets doesn't mean you're...
After a few years, you'd get an ego. You'd get an ego.
I might get a nice watch, but I think it would stop there.
You'd get an ego. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe the guys just have nothing better to do. You know, maybe they just... Maybe that's just their whole life, is that place. Is their strip joint, you know, that they own. I don't know. I mean, our owner is not like that, you know. He's a pretty, what do you call it? He dresses kind of preppy.
Oh, so yeah. So the guy from Bristol is like I've ever a Hyde Park guy.
I don't think I've ever seen him wear a gold chain.
Good for him.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, what about Heather? You've been off mic all night. We haven't had a chance to talk to you. And I want to know where you're coming from because we're getting one girl's opinion here.
What is this shy stripper? What is this whole notion of a shy stripper?
Every time you go to a strip club, there's always got to be one shy stripper.
Is that it? It's like, what are you? But do you come out like a cowgirl or like like an astronaut or anything?
No, no.
You just come out like a hot little vixen you are?
No. I've done, I've done a lot of interviews, you know, like this, you know. And a lot of the questions that you guys have asked, guys that come into the bar, they ask those questions, you know.
So we're pretty
dull. How old are you? Where are you from?
No, we haven't asked that
question. Do you have any kids?
How old
are your kids? Do your parents know that you're here?
We haven't asked any
of that. Do you go out with guys that come in here to the bar?
Well, they're asking that because they want to go out with you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all the same questions, though. You know, after a while.
Well, what would you ask yourself if we're doing such a lousy job? I don't show up at the strip club and tell you you're doing a terrible job.
I would say, hey, how's your day?
How was your day today?
You know, are you bright and smiley today, or are you just, you know, ticked off at the world
today?
You
seem pretty bright and smiley
today. That's because I got out of work to come and do this.
Really?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be working? Well, take your clothes off then. So how come you're so shy then if you're a stripper? Oh, she doesn't want to talk on the radio. She's got mic fright. Or are you shy because of Chris and Jim and I?
That's it.
Just frightened by her masculinity.
Well, it's not like you've never been around a bunch of hot guys before. You can open up a little bit. Go right ahead. Tell us how you got involved in the business, whatever.
I lived in my car, and I was homeless.
See, now this is an interesting story. Hang on a minute.
Microphone.
I lived in my car about 7 or 8 years ago, and I needed a place to work, and I saw an ad in the paper for dancers. And I had taken 13 years of jazz and tap, and I thought that's what they meant.
Wrong. Can you tap dance?
Yes, I can.
Really?
Yes, I can. And no, I will not.
I want to get a pair of tap shoes, so after the show, you'll tell me where to get a pair of tap shoes.
I can tell
you. He just wants to wear them to the mall.
But, why were you living in your car? Things were pretty bad?
I had just broken up with a boyfriend I'd been with for 3 years, and I didn't really have any place to go, and I needed a job. And I thought, well, this is something I could do. And I walk in, and there are half-naked girls on the stage, and I kind of freaked.
And at that point, you'd probably never been naked in public before?
I had never, no. No.
So how was it the first time you got up there? Well, did you have to audition?
I worked at Pizzazz in Centerville for about 5 years, and it's like full bikini there, you know, like thong-back bikini. It's like... optional. It's optional.
I got you.
And so
right.
The girls that go topless, of course, make more money. So in your best interest to go topless.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I don't know, but I don't know. It wasn't so bad. You know, I walked in and the girls were nice. So I said, what the hell? It was all right. I don't know.
Is there a camaraderie between the girls or is there a bunch of cat fights and hair pulling
and
stuff?
I mean, there are the few girls that get along, but, you know, there's always somebody that's griping about something, or somebody pissed her off, or somebody took her hairspray, or broke her heel on her shoe. There you go. Oh, she's sitting with my guy.
Now, what are the major complaints of strippers?
Not enough money.
Not enough money?
Yeah.
You mean like you'll come over and you'll dance in front of a guy?
The guys want to make it work too hard for the dollars, you know? If you're going to give me a dollar, you know, 30 seconds is your limit, you know? Give me five, I'll stay for a whole song, you know?
You want some of those General Grants, don't you?
Well, it'd be nice, but
What's the biggest tip you've ever gotten?
I got $300 in like one tip.
Wow! Holy cow! What'd you do for that?
Nothing. I danced, and this was at Pizzazz in the full bikini. He was from Florida.
He was just some high rolling guy that thought you were a hot little.
He was a Cuban drug lord.
I sat and I talked to him. We had drinks, and he was interested in what I was talking about, and we had a good conversation. And he said, "I'd like to compensate you for your time." You know, and it was all in the club, and I never talked to him again.
I talked to a guy. What about you? What's the biggest tip you ever got? Tipping.
In one night or one night?
Well, whatever. Same. Whichever. Whichever's the better story. I don't want to ask a boring question.
The most I ever got in one night was like $900.
Where at?
In one night.
Was that
it was at Bristol's, yeah. In one night I got like...
Was it a whole bachelor party type thing?
No, it was one guy. It was one guy.
Oh, dude!
One guy that I knew really well, and he said, here you go.
Did he play for the Have Reds fun. And or Bengals?
No.
Do any of those guys ever show up out there?
Yeah, I think the guy, what's his name? Browning.
Tom Browning.
I think he was in there one time.
Mr. Perfect.
I think he was in there one time, but I don't really know their... I mean, I know there was a few guys that have been in there quite a bit, but I don't know their names.
Any local attorneys?
I don't think so.
They're the guys
we
want to
burn. Either.
There
were... Night Ranger used to come and
pizzazz. Night Ranger?
Night Ranger.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So Night Ranger has seen you naked.
Not
well,
naked.
In a bikini.
Sister.
I think last winter ZZ Top was in Bristol's.
Really?
Weren't they?
Well, I think you would recognize those guys.
Now, what about local politicians? Have you seen Phil Heimlich or anybody like that in any of your clubs?
I hope not.
No, we've probably seen those lawyer, though, every time you pull up and you see a couple of Ferraris with personalized license plates.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. If you've ever been to Bristol's, give a call. If you've never been there and you want to know more about it, give a call. And if you think this is disgusting, especially give us a call. 749-1444.
Do you have something to add, Tiffany? Act like you were ready to say something there.
I
would like to talk to that Phil Heimlich guy. Who is he anyways? Isn't he like the head of the CCV
Phil Burris is the head of the CCV. Phil Heimlich
isn't he the guy that claims that he was addicted to pornography?
He is 14 years old. He was walking to school. He found a pack of nudie playing cards and he became addicted to pornography and masturbation. And it wrecked his life, and then he found the light. Now he's going to put you out of
I think that what probably happened to him, he probably had one of those episodes like George on Seinfeld where his mother ran in on him masturbating in the bathroom and said, oh my God, what are you doing?
Scarred him for
You're
life.
You're treating your body like a playground. Of course it's a playground. Come on, man.
So what would you say to Phil Burris or Phil Heimlich if they came into Bristol's and said, you young lady, you're ripping the fabric of society apart. What would you say to those guys?
Well, I don't think that anybody specifically owns society, and he does not own society. He doesn't dictate my morals or, you know, the way that I was raised. And I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, and I wasn't given a lot of opportunities that a lot of people in the CCV were given. And I just think that everybody's got their own walk of life, and if he doesn't appreciate that, then, I mean, he doesn't need to come down on me, and he doesn't need to write me letters and say that I'm ruining my life. And
are they doing that?
Ruining other people's lives. But no, they send out the things to the community that say, you know, these people are, I have the paper at home. It says the girls are exhibitionists, and the guys that come in there are voyeurs, and we're sexually dysfunctional.
Well, he would probably tell you, any of those guys would probably tell you that God and the taxpayers own society and that you're ripping apart their fabric.
Well, I mean, I pay taxes, too.
Well, they always say where you have strippy clubs, you're going to have drugs and prostitution. Is that the case? Have you found that? You've worked at a couple
no.
of them, and you've worked at a couple of them. Is that the case?
No.
Without a strip club.
No.
That goes on daily without a strip club.
No.
I mean,
it happens, but it's going to happen everywhere. I mean, it'll happen in middle America, in the middle of nowhere. It'll happen in BFE, you know. Probably there's a reason that they call prostitution the oldest profession. You know, there's a reason for that. It'll happen, you know, on the corner. It'll happen in your bedroom. You know, it'll happen everywhere.
It won't happen in my fine neighborhood of Indian Hill, though.
Oh, well.
Those guys would say to you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything to say to that.
Have either...
wet washing machines were just borrowed in the last year in Indian Hill that really weren't needed. How do you think they got those
That's
washing
filthy.
Machines?
Hey, have either one of you ever been naked in a magazine?
No.
Would you be naked in a magazine?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
No.
Why not?
But not Heather?
Why not Heather?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
What if one of my friends saw it or something?
Well, what if your friends came in to Bristol's and saw you?
I don't work anywhere around where I would think any of my friends would be. Or
your friends are all from Dayton?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I don't get what's the difference. Do you think that...
My friends wouldn't be surprised. They wouldn't be surprised.
Well, would they hang out and watch and dig the show?
If I was dancing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, all my friends know that I work there. They know what I do. And if I'm not at home at 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., they know where I'm at. So.
How many girls work at Bristol's?
I don't know.
How many women work there? 40?
About 40. They should.
How many of them are named Tiffany?
Just me.
Just you? Really? Just that me. Seems to be a pretty popular dancer name.
Yeah. I guess so.
Is that your real name?
Yeah, that is my real name.
Really?
Tiffany's my real name, yeah.
Is that all you go by, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Not Princess Tiffany or...
I used to have other names and, you know, things like that, and I don't know, I just...
Now they have
I
some
just got rid of
some
it.
Women go around the country visiting all these different strip clubs and they make tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever aspire to that? Do you want to become a featured entertainer or whatever they call it?
I'm,
a big shot?
I've thought about it, you know. It seems like it'd be kind of fun, but...
What do you
got to
do? What's the difference between what you do and what they do?
Well, you know, you got to have breast implants for that.
Ah.
Hey, if you're good, you don't need the fake stuff. If you're good...
If you're a porn star, you don't need those.
Would you ever do one of those? Would you ever make a porn movie?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because there's too much crap involved in it, you know?
You make drug tests and stuff?
Oh.
They'd want you to do a lesbian scene.
I don't know. I might. If the price was right, I'd do a lesbian scene. I would do a masturbation scene.
Do they do lesbian scenes?
Well, I would do a masturbation
Bristol?
Scene.
Do what?
Does Bristol's have lesbian action going on?
No.
You can't get that at Bristol's?
No.
What if you keep your panties on?
No. No. No.
So
I mean, you can have two girls dance for you at the same time. I mean, that's not a problem, but,
okay.
You know, we can't be, like, kissing and hugging and, you know, laying all over each other and that kind of thing.
But you're saying that you would do that for a magazine if the price was right.
Yeah, if I thought it was worth my while and I thought that they were going to do it and...
Be tasteful.
Yeah, well, dirty magazines aren't tasteful, you know? It's not really... Well, like Playboy's kind of tasteful, you know. Penthouse is tasteful.
What do you think? Do you ever stop to think that, okay, if you get done dancing for a dude, do you ever stop to think that, hey, this guy tonight, or maybe not even tonight, maybe just as soon as he gets in his car, is going to masturbate thinking about me? Do you ever stop to think about that?
Cool.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
You like that notion?
Yeah, I do.
Well, now I'm grossing you out. Heather doesn't like
I think more
that.
People. I think more people in this world should masturbate.
Heather, you just said that a bad thing happened to you regarding that.
Here we go.
Give us a little background.
Heather the shy.
I was in a parking lot in my hometown. I live about 2 hours away from here. And this guy was parked next to my car. I was coming out of a store just doing a general daily shopping thing. And behind me, I hear, "You look good." And I turn around, and this guy is in his blazer, pants to his ankles, gratifying himself. And needless to say, I got in my car as quickly as I could. I pulled in front of him, mind you, while he finished, and wrote down his license plate number and a description of the truck and went to the police.
The description of his weenie?
That I didn't check out. I didn't check it. I just wanted to get in my car.
Now, if it's all right for guys to look at you naked, but you don't want to look at a guy naked, what's the difference in your mind?
Well, because it wasn't my choice. I didn't know this guy from Adam. I don't want some strange guy to show me.
You didn't pay $8 to get into a club to see this guy in his blazer, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And I didn't have my permission to do that kind of shit.
But you're saying if a guy's going to pay $8 or $10 to get into your club or stick a $10 bill in your garter, then it's okay.
No, there are some people that don't do that kind of stuff. You know, there are some girls. I don't dance nude.
Mm-hmm.
I've never danced.
Not even at Bristol's?
No. I do topless, but I don't. I've been to Florida. I've been to Las Vegas. I don't dance nude.
Do you do completely nude?
Yeah.
You can be completely naked.
She looks good.
Biscuit and everything hanging out.
Yes.
What? See, we have a shy one and we have an outgoing one.
See, that's why that you can do that because you don't serve alcohol, right? You can show the biscuit.
Yeah.
The biscuit.
The biscuit.
I haven't referred to the biscuit in a while.
This is
the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Where exactly does this biscuit expression
Whisker
come
biscuit.
From?
Well, you've heard that before.
You're completely new
advent. You make me drag it out of me. I don't have to say that. So how much longer do you think you're going to be in it? She's in it indefinitely. What about you?
I don't know. It just depends until where
I get where I want to be in life.
You got benefits and all that stuff out there? Is it a good gig?
No.
But
no.
The pay makes up for all that?
No, you...
Uh-oh. You're going to get in trouble.
you have to take care of yourself, so to speak. You know, you have to worry about your own retirement plan and things like that.
Now, I heard a lot of strippers, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, blow their backs out because they're on the high-heel shoes all the time. They're spinning around that crazy pole. They're jumping up and down on a slick dance floor.
Yeah, you got to, like, take care of yourself. I mean, you can't,
you can slip a disc.
You can be acting all crazy and everything, you know, especially if you break a leg or a... you know, a foot or something like that. That's death. That's death to a dancer. So.
So you guys, you work out? You go to the gym and take care of yourself?
I work out at home a little bit. I don't go to the gym. I'm looking for the right kind of gym.
Naked gym?
Yeah. Naked gym.
And you can charge admission to get into that gym,
him.
Too.
Okay, so when you go out and you meet a guy, like say you go to the laundromat, And you're doing your laundry, and you meet a guy, and you start talking. He's cool, and you start going out. When do you lay on him? Hey, you know, I'm naked overnight.
Like, immediately.
You have to do that immediately.
Immediately.
Do you ever scare guys away? Because some guys would be like, "Oh, this is great. My new girlfriend Tiffany is a stripper." And other guys would be like, "Ee, I don't want creeps like Chris showing up ogling my new girlfriend Tiffany."
Well, I mean, if they can't handle it, then that's too bad, because this is my life, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change for anybody, so.
And you don't have any problem with it whatsoever. You do a little bit, though, Heather.
I don't know. I mean,
she doesn't advertise like I do. Yeah. I'm proud of it. She kind of keeps it under wraps.
We're going to cool off for a minute. This is from the new Prince CD, the new Power Soul. We'll be right back just a minute. This will make you boogie, too.
So you thought you just might lose your mind today. Brother pushing that game on you as if you wanna play. Asking you every other sentence if them titties are real. One tramp even had the nerve to touch him as if you wanna feel. That you make ain't win. So you sleep in cars. You wonder aloud if you're happy. You say yeah as if you really are. This car you drive with no gas won't take you very far. You look up in the sky and wish upon a star.
One star. Question of life is a gray-haired bitch at least. Sucking on the ebony dancer in between these dirty sheets. Spitting out the aftertaste of a boy who might not call again. This is a game you stood in line for. How you gonna win? Just might come every time you phone. As if you've never been lonely, as if you've never been alone. How you ever gonna win if you let them all see your hand? Playing the queen, don't work on your knees, as if you understand. Bitch, at least sucking on the ebony dancer in between these dirty sheets. Spitting out the aftertaste of a boy who might not call again. If this is a game you're still in line for, how you gonna win?
Show me.
How you gonna win?
Show me.
just might lose your mind today.
The artist, formerly known as Prince, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have a couple of strippers from Bristol's here, so if you want to call in, the phone number is 749-1444. Tiffany is here. Heather's here. We're talking to them about life naked. So get some calls in, 749-1444.
Go!
In crashes involving bicycles, it is children and young people who are injured and killed most often. But like motorcyclists, riders of all ages are extremely vulnerable to serious injury. Many deaths could be prevented and the severity of injuries reduced if cyclists made wearing a helmet a habit, reducing their vulnerability significantly.
Thank you very much. Hey, so you're going to be at the big wrestling thing tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Tell us about it.
It's at Brieski's in Hamilton on Route 4, and myself and another girl from Bristol's, we're going to be the ring girls, the wrestling ring girls. I think they're calling us the real deal ring girls.
So this is like big time pro wrestling coming to Hamilton, and you'll be naked in between the matches.
Yeah, we're going to be selling Polaroids and their wrestling t-shirts and things like that.
Now what's this concept of a Polaroid? What's that all about? A picture?
So you can take us home with you.
Aww. Do you do that out at the Bristol's?
I don't think so. We don't have a camera. I have photographs of my own, but...
Well, maybe you can take a Polaroid out there and start peddling those and get some extra tips that way.
Well, they'd probably want to cut, though.
Now, screw them! They take too much anyway.
What's the general cut if you're a stripper at Bristol's or a place like that? You're working for tips, mostly. What kind of a cut does the house get of your tips?
There I would say it's roughly 20%.
Ooh.
15 to 20%.
You're doing all the work.
But I've been to other places where it's like 30%. So I mean.
So you got to put the gold around the guy's necklace.
Yeah.
Around his neck.
Some places it's a lot. You know, the where you have to pay the house, that kind of thing. It's a lot sometimes.
Tiffany, you were part of the News and Common Sense show that was on community TV. I forget what channel it was, but there was that was maybe about a year or so ago.
No, that was in That was in 95, beginning of 95.
It was a few years ago. There was a lot of public debate about it.
It was in January 95.
And that's where you were naked on cable TV, and everyone in Cincinnati who had cable could see you.
Myself and another girl went topless on that.
Now, why'd you do that, and why was there so much furor over it locally?
Well, the producer of the show, he was there, and he wanted us to dance, and he told us that if we felt like we wanted to go topless, you know, we could do that.
Well, we're going to extend that same invitation right now to everyone here.
I don't think I can take this dress off like that.
Whatever. I just didn't want that to go by. So the producer says, hey, if you want to go topless, feel free to go topless, and he said, hey.
Yeah. I mean, he said it was all right, and he was all gung-ho for it, and he knew that there was probably going to be some repercussions from it, but, you know, he seemed like he was okay with
it. Well, the show was taken off the air, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And it hasn't been on since,
No,
right?
It hasn't.
So, he might have made a mistake.
But that was his call, you know. Yeah, that was his call, and it was on the news for like a week, and my whole family seen it, and it was out of hand. It got way out of hand, you know, for no reason, really, I think.
Even your dad saw it, who doesn't approve of your line of work?
I don't know if my dad saw it or not, but he knew about it.
So were you on the news, Channel 5? They showed you on Channel 5?
Yeah, on Channel 5, on, what's the other channel? Channel 12.
Do they introduce you at Bristol's now as you've seen her on Channel 5? You've seen her on Channel 12?
No, but they used to. Randy used to do that. They used to when it all first happened. And I even had a couple people come in there and say, that's you. That's you on the news, isn't it? And I said, yeah.
And you were signing autographs and everything, right?
Oh, no, it wasn't that big a deal. That actually, I mean, not that many people knew about it. You know, I don't even get anybody
Nobody
asked about it anymore.
News. Nobody yeah. watches the news is what you're saying.
Nobody even asks about it anymore.
We just did.
Yeah.
I remembered. I thought it was a year ago. It turns out it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was. I think, it was like the beginning of 95 is in like January.
Hey, so do you get turned on when you're dancing around naked on stage?
If Fabio,
Heather does not.
If Fabio's sitting in the front row, yeah.
Do some really good looking guys like Chris and myself show up there, or are they mostly Butler County guys?
And, well, there's not many guys as good looking as you guys, but, you know. Yeah, there's, you know, there's ugly guys, and there's guys that stink, and, well,
tell
you know,
us,
there's guys...
Give us a stinky guy story.
And then there's guys in Armani suits, and I do have a good stinky guy story.
Give us a good stinky guy story.
I was working at this club one time, and there was a big bachelor party in there, and the bachelor came up there and gave me $1, and he about knocked me down. He was stinking so bad. He just about knocked me off the stage. He smelled so bad. And they kept, were calling me over there, you know, come dance for us, come dance for us. But there wasn't no way I was going over there. He just smelled so bad. He smelled like he had not taken a bath in years and years.
Give us a good bad gang bad breath stories. Oh, that's the one. Oh, she's better. Come on, Heather's got the bad breath.
Pull up the mic.
Come on, Heather. Step up to the
There's
mic.
There's a Penn Station right next to Pizzazz, and this guy came in and apparently had a big onion-filled cheesesteak or something. I mean, dude opens his mouth to say, "Hey, how you doing?" And I was just like, "I gotta go. See you later on that one. You need a breath mint."
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you, next time you're going to Bristol's, you know how not to get a table dancer right there. Live on the Chris and Rob Show, courtesy of Heather and Tiffany. Thanks for coming down tonight, you guys. And Spider, thanks for spinning the tunes every night at Bristol's. If you're ever at Bristol's, make sure to not only tip the girls, but leave a tip behind the bar for Spider spinning the tunes. Right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, are we wrapping it up?
Yeah, what you?
I don't know. If we wrap it up, they might leave.
Okay. Let's keep rocking.
All right, here, read your thing. Quit using it for a fan.
Okay, read my thing. Okay, here's my public service announcement. Radio Reading Services is a not-for-profit organization that broadcasts information and provides personal reading services for the reading impaired, funded almost entirely by private contributions. Volunteers read several publications and host a range of talk shows. To volunteer or get a special receiver to enjoy the programs, call Radio Reading Services at 621-4545.
Hey, that was very good. So do you work exclusively at Bristol's now, or can you still travel around? Can you freelance around?
Yeah, I can freelance if I want to.
Where else can you go? Like Indianapolis, Louisville, Columbus?
Anywhere. It's just...
Why do you find
it's
out about
all
me?
Open.
Is there like a strip club?
It's all open season.
Is there a strip club newsletter that goes out, "Hey, we need girls this weekend"?
No, I mean, no, that's just how it is. I mean, if you get into this business and you like it and you're going to do it for a while, you can pack up your bags like I did and move to another city, and if you like it there, you find a job and you just stay.
Or go to Japan.
Or you can travel, yeah, to Japan, overseas.
Well, why is Japan so big for American girls?
I don't know.
Because you're so big.
Because you have
tall.
Big eyes. They have big
because
round
I
eyes.
Guess because everybody there looks the same, and nobody here looks the same.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a blonde until, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I noticed that a lot of Oriental men would flock to me, and when I was brunette before that, they never paid attention to me at all.
Did you? And
I think it's just that, you know, curiosity. Wow, I've never seen a girl like that before.
The American mistake. Everybody in Japan wants to be American.
Yeah.
Spider says everybody in Japan wants to be American. Because probably you have like monster knockers for a Japanese girl. For an American girl, you have like nice, regular size, slightly bigger than normal. Boobs.
Yeah, and
if you were Japanese,
and I'm a lot taller than a regular Japanese person, you know.
Have you ever seen Japanese guys like naked at a bachelor party or anything?
No.
So you don't know if they're what they say.
The rumor is true. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Have you ever done a bachelor party type deal?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What do you do there? How's that work out for you?
It depends on what you want to do. I mean, you can come in dressed up, you know, in a costume like a...
Or like what?
Like a cop or... Ooh. Like you could come in like in a suit dressed like a guy or, you know, you could like sneak in and you could dress up like a nurse or something like that or, you know. Or you could just walk in and say, "Here I am," and take your clothes off and
get
your money.
Here I am, fellas, get ready.
Get your money, dance for 5 minutes and leave, you know.
You take Spider for muscle?
Yeah.
Does Spider provide the backup?
He's a brute.
In case you've never seen Spider, because most of the radio audience is not, Spider's about
4 feet tall. He's extremely good looking for all four of his feet, but he's not the biggest guy I've ever run into.
I'm sure there are a lot of you radio listeners.
I could take you. I could take you if I had to. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you want to get in on this and talk to a couple girls from Bristol's or talk about whatever, give us a call, 749-1444.
So what kind of setup they got out at Bristol's? Is it one big giant stage? You got a whole bunch of little stages? Do you run around the bar? Do they? How's it set up out there?
One big giant stage.
And guys kinda, lined up all around?
Yeah, we kind of share the stage. You know, it'd be like sometimes it's one girl on stage and sometimes it's three girls. Sometimes it's 20.
When you have 20,
you never know.
When you have you got to show up to find out. When you have 3 or 20,
I can't give away all the secrets.
When you have multiple hotties on stage, is there like a fierce competition to because you got to work because there's like the same number of guys, but now there's more girls. So do you got to go crazy and push yourself extra hard to get the money?
No, not necessarily. I mean, not unless you got a bill you got to pay or something like that. Not necessarily. I don't think there's really like a whole lot of competition. A lot of girls may say that there is, you know, they may want to play the game that way, but that's not really how it is. I mean, there are some guys that like you, there's some guys that like her, there's some guys that like that girl over there. You know, it's just...
In the movie Showgirls,
I was
that movie
when
is
we were
so
talking.
Unrealistic.
Hey,
that movie is stupid.
You mean at Bristol they don't have the guy walking around with the ice cube checking you out at the audition?
That was for a
hell no.
Well, that was for the nudes on ice show. That wasn't just for a club. But when what's her name, the chick from Saved by the Bell, was at the one club, all the dancers...
She's a bimbo. Come on,
Elizabeth
man.
Elizabeth Berkley is one of America's finest young actresses.
She's a bimbo! finest young actress?
One of America's
please!
Did you see her getting drilled in the pole?
Yes,
did you see the non-rated
she
version?
Did. She did give strippers a bad name.
Why? What was wrong with her performance?
Oh, my God.
We don't act like that.
Now, are you saying that before the movie came out, strippers had a good name?
No.
Well, first of all, when we take a guy back for a lap dance, we don't make him,
come.
What's the word? Come.
Yeah, you do. Me.
Well, that's you, though. I mean, come on.
You get near me.
First of all, if you take a guy back there and make him come, I mean, that's all you're going to get out of him. He's going to get up and leave. He's not going to spend any more money on you. You can't make him come. That's not the name of the game, you know. To be a stripper is to be a tease.
And to get a few more greenbacks
and
in
to
your
create,
pocket.
Yeah, and to create a fantasy for someone. And if they need to make themselves come, they need to go outside, you know, and then come back in. Or whatever they got to do, however they got to do it, you know.
What about that?
Yeah, peep shows.
You don't remember the scene when she was banging a dude that looked like a lion and he had this crazy dance set up and they were gonna do it.
Oh, okay.
That was great. But anyway,
movie is ridiculous.
What I was trying to get to was there is a scene in Showgirls where all the girls at the club where Elizabeth Berkley, one of America's finest young actresses, was working, who was they all got mad at this one specific dancer because she was taking guys in the back and blowing them.
No.
Yeah.
Does that happen, or is that true to life? Like, I think Showgirls is.
If there is a girl that, you know, starts to participate in actions like that in our club, yeah, we will blackball her.
What do you mean blackball?
We will blackball her.
That sounds hot.
We will.
Because it's all our jobs. It's all.
Yeah,
jobs.
It's
if the club gets busted,
that's very threatening. I mean, if there was a undercover or something in there, and they seen her doing that. You know, there's a chance that we all might go to jail. And it would make it look like we were all prostitutes.
So you're
you
saying
know?
Showgirls is a true-to-life documentary?
No. About 3% of the time, okay? About 3% of the time.
Well, how many of the girls that are out of Bristol's are trying to break into showbiz? And, like, they're also doing community theater at Cincinnati or Middletown or Hamilton, and they're just trying to get their big break in the showbiz. And how many of them are like saying, "This is what I do. I'm a stripper." Is there anybody who has illusions of stardom?
There could be. I mean, there's a few. I mean, there's a few people that want to make it big and want to you know, be a professional actress or what have you.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where the phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Greg.
How you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been listening to this segment the whole time. Tiffany and Heather sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, they
Greg.
Sure are.
They are fun.
Hi, doing? Greg. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, you talked about the fantasy aspect. I just want to know if anybody ever comes in, calls himself Bill, and wants you to dress up like an intern?
I don't think I've ran into that guy.
I think this
you
is
know
another
him?
One of those presidential jokes
is,
we got going on.
Is that
on
you?
No.
I'd probably retire if that did happen to me.
You do have a blue dress, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that your fantasy, Greg? Is that your thing?
No,
is that your fantasy?
I think we got Greg Pegg, so next time he comes in.
If I stop by there and call myself Bill, could I call you Monica?
Greg, you were on hold for 30 minutes.
Depends on how much you paid me.
Yeah, do you have that presidential tip there, Greg?
No, you know what gets me?
If you want to come give me $100, you can call me whatever you want to. You can call me Mommy if you want to.
What gets me, you know, when I hear people like Phil Burris, I was reading the papers, and he was always campaigning against that. And it seems to me, you know, he's the ex-porn addict. He's just a couple of beers from storming in there with a fistful of 50s and getting freaky, you know what I mean?
I think Greg's right.
I think that what's his name, Phil? Phil Burris?
Phil Burris.
I think that he has too much time on his hands. That's what I think. I think that he has nothing better to do than to worry about what I'm doing 9 to 5.
So should we do an intervention then? We should go kidnap Phil Burris, make him drink about 2 Fodies on the way over to Bristol's. 2 Dixie
yeah.
cups would probably do him.
Yeah.
I think an intervention's in order.
Well, you know, people like that, they say they're addicted to something. They're either in a constant state of recovery or they trade one addiction for another.
Greg, what are you addicted to?
I think Phil's smoking crack. I think he's traded porno for crack.
What am I addicted to? I don't know. I'm still looking for something.
Have you been to Bristol's yourself, Greg?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Well, I've never. It's kind of way up there.
Have you been to Rumors? That's a little closer to home.
No, I'm.
Bristol's is worth the drive.
You get out, Greg.
Not a whole lot, to be totally honest.
What?
Well, I'm being honest, okay?
Bristol's is open all the way until 4 a.m. on
Bristol's
Friday.
Is open until 4 a.m. on Friday?
And Saturday.
Wow, check it
you
out,
gotta,
Greg.
You see, you got all day and all night to make it up there.
Now tell me something, you guys. Why is Bristol's superior to the clubs that you might go to in Newport, Kentucky?
Because I
don't think the girls in Newport are not nearly as hot as these two.
I don't think they don't allow table dancing.
Yeah, it's
in,
just weird down there.
They don't allow table dancing in Newport or
it's
Covington.
Just, it's just weird down there.
They only allow dancing at the stage, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not really sure what the format is, but
Have you guys ever worked in Covington
or
Newport?
You don't want to go down there.
I think that I've been into a couple of those bars, but I haven't worked there.
That's terrible.
I haven't seen it.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Show.
Do you feel that you're objectifying women? Because people are going to see you, and you're going to be perfectly happy taking your clothes off, running around naked, and then you're going to instill in some of these guys' minds that this is what women are supposed to be doing all the time, is making me happy, serving me, satisfying me, and also taking their clothes off, running around naked. Do you think maybe you're objectifying women?
Well, I think that anybody that would go that far to think, you know, well, Tiffany does that, so that's how my wife should act, or that's how this girl that lives down the street, she should do that for me, too. That's the kind of guy that his mother didn't specify the, you know, difference between reality and a fantasy for him when he was a child.
And that's the difference between Tiffany and Barbara Bush.
Exactly.
Tell us more about this police uniform you wear.
Oh, I don't have a police uniform.
You came in dressed up like a cop sometimes.
Well, I mean, that's an option. That's one of the, you know, one of the skits, one of the get-ups.
Well, what kind of get-ups do you have?
I have a suit.
Really?
You dress up like a man's suit,
like
yeah.
As an Armani?
No, I got it at a vintage clothing store.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't shell out the big bucks at Dino's for an Armani or something?
Oh, no.
Any other outfits? Catholic girls' school, anything like that? The little plaid skirt and a knee-high
socks. A lot of girls wear the skirts and things like that, but I, you know, it's, you know, other people have already taken that, you know.
Well, where do you shop for your clothes? You can't just go to the town mall there in Middletown and shop. Where can you go?
There's costume makers, there's, you know.
You can get them custom.
You can always find a little skimpy dress somewhere, you know.
What about undergarments? I would imagine in your line of work, undergarments are very important to get the right kind that fit right, that feel good against the skin. And
don't cause chafing or rashes. Right.
And that look really good to the audience members.
Well, like I said, there's costume makers and there's Fredericks of Hollywood. There's Victoria's Secret. There's,
yeah, but that's all kind of cheesy. Is there any place you can go for something a little more hot?
There's a thing shop in Newport in Kentucky.
Yeah.
The thing shop.
Hey,
yeah.
Can you do the thing with
been there a couple times.
Can you do the thing with the pasties where you get one tit swinging clockwise?
No, but I know some girl that can do that.
Thing, you get the tassels flipped.
I know a girl that can do that. I can't do it. My breasts aren't that big.
Do you do the tassel things or you don't
no,
even do that
No, no, no,
all?
I can't. No. I can't do that.
You just
I know a girl that can do it though. She can make them both, you know, spin in opposite directions.
Like
yeah.
You ready for takeoff? A big B-2
yeah.
bomber sitting
her name's,
on the runway.
Her name's Sheila.
She work out at the club?
She works at a club in Dayton. She can do that, though. She can spin her tassels one way and spin them the other way and, you know, all that.
Do you do any kind of tricks like that with your butt or anything?
I can wiggle my butt.
Okay. Let's see that.
Can you walk on your hands? That's always pretty cool.
What's the deal
about... Not on stage.
The last few times I've been, and I've been like, I don't know, four times in the last 3 years to one of these places. The women, just now, they're constantly slapping their own ass as hard and as loud as they can. Is that for the guys?
I didn't used to do that,
do
but
that
for some
now.
Reason I started doing it. I don't do it all the time.
Is that to keep you awake? Is that to keep the guys awake? Is that to turn the guys on? Is that to turn you on? Why do you do that?
It's a spanking thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
is it
I guess
a spanking
so.
Thing?
I think it's to suggest an idea, I guess. I don't know.
Or is it
you
just
know?
To say, hey, look at this?
Do you know?
I don't spank myself. I don't know.
Would you spank yourself?
She's
yeah.
the shy one. She
She's
wouldn't
the shy
spank
one
herself.
Part of
I don't spank myself.
But you just started spanking yourself?
Yeah, like maybe like a year ago. I don't know why.
Well, do the guys react any differently, or is it working? Are the guys going crazier for you now?
Well, if you got guys that are just kind of sitting there, kind of numb, and one good slapple.
If you got guys sitting there, kind of numb, one good slapple generally wake them up, and everybody's like, "Ooh, what was that?"
She just spanked
like,
herself, yeah. guys.
She just spanked herself, and out come the money.
Have you ever caught?
You get a little bit of attention that way.
Have you ever caught Spider living out a fantasy behind the DJ booth there?
well, once or twice.
We know Spider's got a couple of hidden fantasies. He's probably like to relish out on the dance floor sometimes.
I think Spider just has the blank stare thing going on when he's sitting behind the booth.
He's checking y'all out.
Spider's
trying
to be hard.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 15 minutes to go. John Ridley's out in the hallway getting ready to play some jazz for the night, and I think he's still out in the hallway. 749-1444 is the phone number.
And you know,
Chris
for
and
the
Rob
first
show.
Time in a long time, Scotty B shows up. We get a couple of hot broads in here. And little Scotty B, a longtime friend of the Chris and Rob Late Night Show, shows up. Where you been for a while? You ain't been showing up lately. Now we get Tiffany and Heather in here, and he shows up with a bag of Roy's. I guess what impressed
him. He was listening.
So we can take a couple of calls if you want to call in at 749-1444.
Yeah, I want to talk to some more people like Greg.
Yeah, so get those calls in here. If you don't know the number, it's in the phone book.
Even if you're not like Greg.
Yeah, you're sick of our boring. We keep asking the same boring questions you always get.
I mean, I want to talk to somebody like, what's his name?
Phil Burris?
Yeah.
You want somebody who hates you to call, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So if you hate Tiffany,
some angry mom.
If you think she's horrible, or if you hate Heather, you could probably make Heather cry.
No problem.
No, you couldn't make anyone I hear cry.
We'll just hang up on him.
How's the club different now that it's a BYOB place? Were you there back when they served?
I've been there for a long time. Off and on, I've been there for a long, long time.
Well, how's the club different now? Is it nicer, better, worse, different, the same? Doesn't matter.
It's different. I don't think it's a little bit different atmosphere. Maybe it's a little more laid back, if anything. But Other than that, no, it's not really a whole lot of a difference, I don't think.
Well, who are the neighbors, who are Bristol's neighbors up there? You got the Waffle House across the street, Perkins or something across the street.
Perkins is over there, McDonald's. There's some guy that lives across the parking lot in that little shack. Yeah. Doesn't he deem himself a preacher or something like that?
But
does he come out in front of the club and preach and try to dissuade people from entering?
They did like a year or so ago. Yeah, they had pickets and they had grandmas out there sitting in rocking chairs and you know just all kinds of crap. But
now, how many of those grandmas? Care. How many of those grandmas do you think got busy when they were your age? But their grandmas
probably
now,
each and every one of them, I would imagine.
I'd say probably some of them at least.
Well, I don't know. If you saw this place, you would think it's a tool shed, but they call it
the church.
Yeah, a church. They call it a church. It's a tool shed, but they call it a church.
Well, hey, all the greatest.
I think he was looking for a tax deduction.
All the best churches started as a rock. Don't forget that. This is the Chris and Rob Show, 749.
What does that mean?
What
does that mean?
It's in the Book of Acts. St. Peter said that I am the rock that the church will be built upon, and that shed is the rock, and that may someday be a very glorious church.
Yeah, but there's a gas station on the other side of it.
Well, one of these days we're going to have
on the other side, cars. So, I mean.
This is the Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444. We've been asking you guys the questions all the night. You want to ask a couple of horny guys some questions? You can if you want.
We'll get
them on the phone.
Yeah, I want to.
Go ahead. No, we're the horny guys.
Oh, you're the horny guys. Okay.
Or if there's any horny guys that want to call in, I said the phone number 749-1444.
I think they're all intimidated. Everyone's scared.
I don't blame them.
I think why are men intimidated by women? And I think this happens a lot in the club. If you go up and
because you can kill us, you can break our hearts.
Start to talk to
fear of rejection, isn't
he
it?
He looks at. I mean, he just looks like.
You can have
scared, you know, like he's intimidated, and I don't know.
You can have the most successful job in the world. You can have a great career and tons of money. Drive a cool car, and you can go into your local UDF and have your heart ripped out by some girl making $4.50 an hour selling you a malt. That's why guys act freaked out around girls. It's because it doesn't matter. You can be 50 years old and a super successful, everybody thinks you're a cool guy, and you can still have some 20-year-old poor little street rat crush you and
some
turn you into
a hot street rat.
Oh, yeah, I have a hot street.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I ever date you?
And I think part of it, besides the fear.
I think I've done that a couple times.
Besides fear of rejection, there's just something about, I think, for some guys going into a strip club or a brothel or any other place where sex is a little more free. I'm just saying any place where sex is a little more free, you feel a little dirty. And maybe you're into it and you're digging it, but you might feel a little dirty about
it. That's part of the attraction, too, is you're doing something naughty.
Right.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody likes to do naughty stuff.
When you dance, do you ever feel a little dirty?
Well, hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I bet you do.
Well, yeah, I do.
You spank yourself, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I love to do stuff to guys, and they just kind of look at you like,
because they're terrified.
Like, what kind of stuff?
No, not terrified, but, you know, you just say.
Well, they're terrified they might enjoy it.
You just say, hey, look at my butt or something, you know, and they're just kind of shocked, but you can tell that they are enjoying it at the same time.
Usually I'm the one saying, show me your butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't say that. And another thing I noticed in my 4 trips over the last 2 years is, you could probably do this. You have long hair. Tiffany could do this. She has long hair. Heather can't. But they'll, like, dance around you, then they, like, slap your tallywhacker with their hair.
A lot of guys like that. I have guys that, like, request that.
You spin your head around, and then you hit them in between the legs with your hair.
Well.
That's weird. Do you do that?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Guys request that?
I think it's the scent of your hair, the scent of the, the smell good of a woman's hair. I think so.
Well, then there's some guys that come in that'll pay a girl $40-$50 bucks just to suck on her shoes, so, you know.
What?
On her heels.
Does anybody come in there and suck on your heels?
No, nobody's done that to me, but I did have a guy that used to put dollar bills between my toes.
Oh my God.
Well, some guys got a foot thing going on, you know? That's okay for some dollars.
I always thought those guys had it made, because you could just go to the beach and be the happiest guy in the world.
Right.
But if you're into knockers, you got to go to some place and pay $7 and then $8 for a coat. No, I'd love to be one of these foot creeps knee creep or an elbow guy.
Well, what's
something.
Your fetish?
I'd love to be an elbow guy.
Well, what's your fetish?
Well, like, I say, show me your butt.
You like butts.
I say, show me your butt.
You like butts. Okay.
Rob's a butt guy.
You can't lie.
Show me your butt.
I mean, you take your clothes off for a living. In your spare time, do you enjoy going to a club where you can see a man take his clothes off? Is that something that you guys enjoy to do in your spare time?
It's not something I pursue.
You know what else I like?
What?
The underneath. Yeah, they make those Chippendale clubs.
Where? Yeah, and there's not many of them around here.
Well,
though.
I think it's more of a guy thing that guys like to look at naked females than females like to look at naked
guys.
Because
men are visual.
And women are
I think that's because a man can, like, he can, like, stand up or sit down or whatever and look down at his sexual organ.
You can't do that?
Well, I can
see.
You
got a bend
in the neck. Female organs are on the inside. Men have all of their sexual organs on the outside, and I think that they can just look at it anytime they feel like it. You know, I'd have to go get a mirror or something.
Rob, when was the last time
if I wanted to get a real good view.
Sexual organ.
For how long?
Just wondered.
I think that's why guys are constantly reminded, or that's why guys are constantly thinking about sex. Because, you know, your organs are on the outside, and I think that just constantly reminds you of sex.
Because they're hanging down, and when we're walking around.
Because it's flapping in the wind, or, you know,
sitting down, you might
whatever.
Shit on your balls when you sit down, and then
you're
in trouble for a while.
Guys adjust themselves all the time, you know, scratch their balls and
I'm
things
not
like
necessarily
that.
Buying all this, but it's certainly good radio.
It kind of makes sense to me, I believe it.
Not to me at all, but that's okay.
Is it turning you on, though?
We're wrapping things up here with just a few more minutes to go at the Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444. Ray Brown will be hosting the Outside Inside Jazz program tonight in about 5 minutes. You'll want to stay tuned for that. I'm sure they'll be swinging you until about 2, so stay tuned for that.
See, it's easy also to see the tops of boobs, of knockers, jugs, whatever you want to call them, from the neck to the nipple, but underneath, from like the nipple on down, that's where you don't see that often. So I think that's really cool.
You do at Bristol's.
Yeah, I like to see the underneaths.
Okay.
Or whatever.
You like
we have to come in there.
I like the underneaths.
Because if you're...
What do you call that?
If you're sitting in...
The dark side of the...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you call that. But if you're sitting, you know, our stage is pretty high up, so I guess that's pretty much all you would see, you know, is the underneath side of the...
Oh, great. Underneath
the
nose.
Of the boobs.
You see underneaths and up your nose.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Of my nose. Yeah.
Unless you're doing that thing that Summer does. She climbs all the way up in the pole and she hangs out on the rafters.
Well, yeah.
We don't want anybody to get hurt. You can't see, she shouldn't be doing that because if she gets hurt, then her career is over. You got to walk that thin line between, you know, doing a good show and taking it safe.
Yeah, I'm leery of that, but a lot of girls just, you know, they go right up, you know, do the pole thing and, you know, that's them, you know. A lot of girls do it, a lot of girls don't.
You do the pole thing?
On occasion.
The pole thing isn't mandatory at Bristol.
No.
You just do it if you're into the pole, and if you're not in the pole, you can...
If you're bored, if nobody's paying attention to you.
Then you go down on the pole, huh?
Yeah.
And you slap your own butt. So, Heather, you're a trained tap and jazz dancer for 13 years. Do you actually use your Sammy Davis-type tap and jazz moves, or do you just kind of strut around out there like a Sheila E.?
No, I don't know. There's not really any way to incorporate that into a sexy type.
Want
to
bet? Well, maybe you can have.
No, I don't think tap dancing is very sexy.
You can have Spider play T for Two or Candyman or something like that.
I think you should do it. No bets. Do on the guitar.
You can have like a Gene Kelly song or something. And, you know, let the disco rest for a few minutes.
I think it would be cute.
I've always been a big fan of tap dancing, but then again, the guys I think of are usually, you know, like Sammy Davis Jr. Are there any famous female tap dancers that I've overlooked over the years?
Probably not. I don't know. If there are, I don't know of them.
It's a suit and tie sort
of
thing.
Ginger Rogers?
Lucille Ball could tap.
She can.
Didn't some of the girls in All That Jazz, the movie All That Jazz, do some
tapping? Paula Abdul.
Well, you know who really good
tap. She taps.
You know who's a really good dancer? Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh, yeah.
One of America's finest actresses.
No,
stop
she's
it.
Not.
She was a
bimbo.
She did all the pole stuff. She didn't have a stunt double.
She's
a bimbo.
Name.
I
what
mean,
she
come on.
She's no more
shame. She did shame her name.
Do you
she has had a job since then.
Do you prefer to, since you had one job, do you prefer to be called strippers, dancers, entertainers? What are you? Does it matter?
Stripper's not so bad, I guess. Well, we do take our clothes off.
Showgirl, so. Entertainer,
I like dancer.
Stripper.
I'm a dancer. I dance.
So anything? Yeah. You dance?
I'm not real fond of the term titty dancer.
No, that's
whoa,
horrible.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah.
And yeah. What is Bristol's? So Bristol's, you don't like being called a titty bar. It is a cabaret.
Yeah.
What's a review? You call it a review.
Show club and review.
What the hell is a show club?